Well, I think U.S.-Nigeria relations are really in a very good place. I think you'll know that we have a binational commission we're getting ready to launch fairly soon. It was signed in early April, and I think that it's a reflection of not only the strategic dialogue we want to have with Nigeria, but the importance of Nigeria to the U.S. government. There are a lot of important ties, strategic ties for the region, global ties and international fora, and just the basic interests that the U.S. has in the well-being of Nigeria and Nigerians.
Yeah, Nigeria, as you know, has just changed president. People have described the transition as smooth for African standards. But what would you describe as U.S. support and Nigeria's ability in electoral reforms?
Certainly, election reform has been one of our key policy discussions with the Nigerian administration ever since really 2007. Of late, we've focused a lot on particular election reform in terms of encouraging transparency in the voter registry and really having a strong and new leadership within the Independent National Electoral Commission, and that seems to already be happening.
One of late Yaradua's legacies was the negotiating the Niger Delta amnesty. Is the U.S. supporting this endeavor?
Yes, I think we believe that certainly the amnesty is the right thing to do. We're looking forward in terms of what the current Jonathan administration is going to do to further enhance and solidify the amnesty. We understand that there are a number of training programs that the Jonathan administration is planning to focus on for the Niger Delta militants that have turned in their arms. And we think those are all positive things in the right direction.
What is the U.S. doing to stem the spread of radical Islam in Nigeria?
We have an extensive outreach effort as the U.S. government to show our support and our friendship with the Islamic world. I think that you can look back at President Obama's Cairo speech and see that. And we continue the kinds of things that he highlighted in that speech in Nigeria, working with Muslim communities all throughout the North, not only in outreach, but certainly in areas of development like education and health.